Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Part 2, A Tasty Motor, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Roger, 2-2.
I feel really bad.
Shut up. Car service.
My stomach's churning.
Shut up. Oh, hello again, darling.
I watched the TV, but it's gone on the blink.
You kicked it.
I never.
It was new last week. Not to worry, madam.
Trouble is, Eddie, when I stop watching, I start thinking.
You just tell my driver when he gets there.
Might as well put me in a plastic bag.
Don't mention it, darling. Don't use one of the office bags, French. I'm short till the bin men have been.
I don't know why you're being so hard on me.
4-1, 4-1. Well, how far in arrears were you?
Only 6 months.
Get this straight, French. Without a car, you're already as good as dead to me.
Yeah, but if you loaned me, Ed, just a grand.
If you can't afford their interest rates, boy, there's no way you're going to afford mine.
It's Tiny paid you out, yeah?
No, and until he does, I can't lend anyone else anything. Got it? 4-1, come in 4-1.
No point calling Mohammed.
He's been off air for an hour.
In Harrods. The barbecue he bought there last week developed a squeak on its rotisserie.
Are you serious? I've given him my new big account starting today. He's meant to be picking up from the Savoy soon. That's all I need. Now I'm not just one driver short, but two. Car service.
I wonder if an egg sandwich would settle my stomach.
Well, the lights have run riot on the Marylebone Road, so if you'd give him another 5 minutes...
You couldn't stay me an egg sandwich, I suppose.
He'll be with you, sir.
Could you, Ed?
If you earn it.
How?
Go round to Tiny's garage, give him a nudge for me.
Yes, and if he pays you back, then maybe you'll... I'll put my boots on.
No, I don't want to be unfriendly. Just unstick a few price stickers off his cars. Ask him his preferential rates for minicab companies. You know the sort of thing.
French? Ed?
I don't believe it.
It's an ill wind.
Eyes are firm, then.
It's been 6 months, hasn't it, Slippy?
Car service.
Nice holiday. Brixton, was it?
Benny Dorm.
Regretfully, madam. Very pale tan you've got then, Slippy.
Point is, you busy or not?
He's even got I flying a can at the Savoy going begging this minute.
Car service.
I'm your man, then, Ed. Here's me rent money.
No thanks, Slippy. Of course. My pleasure, madam.
The rent's gone up to 55.
1-5, your position, 1-5.
Ed says it's over, Ed's, but I think it's her.
Who?
Name Angela. Real silver spoon job.
Scrub that Hounslow, 1-5. Go Newton Road Hospital. You leave my lady out of it, French. You're not fit to breathe her name. Casualty entrance, casualty of Mrs. Jason.
She inherited a company that owns the business, and now Ed's fallen in love with her.
A red coat with a walking frame.
Yeah, well, I suppose he'd have to be French. What choice has he got? I mean, how old's he playing?
Roger, 1-5, and good luck.
Whoa, this is a turnaround, Ed. Some bird calling a two.
The main outcome of which is that I am moving this company up market, and that is the reason I'm not taking on any old bangers like yours with rubber bands for engines.
You didn't see me pull up then.
Car service.
That's not yours, is it? That's Silver Volvo.
Darling, Angel, how did you know? I was just singing your praises.
Cedar Ridge?
It's new.
Darling, I'm sorry. Ask me for anything else. Diamonds, furs, anything but a car at this moment. No. Because business comes first, Angela, doesn't it?
How much did you pay?
£99.
Another phone ringing, Angel. Bye. When's the next instalment due?
Last week.
Better get started then, if French has experienced anything to go by.
Oh, and a technical snatchback on mine yesterday.
Oh, bastards.
Add a fiver to this lot, Slippy, and you can take that Savoy. Mr. Lou Sternberg, front entrance, 4:00.
Right. When will I get a radio?
You can have French's. I'll pull Danny in to fix it for you as soon as you get back.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Do you know, French, your only hope of getting that radio back is if you go up to Tiny's for me. Oh, and now I've got Slippy's rent money, I'll have an egg sandwich too. Here. And I like my egg runny. Give my regards to Tiny. And don't forget the tomato sauce.
There's nothing worse than having one's car transformed into a useless lump of metal.
It does still go, Mummy.
Except perhaps owning a hire car company and being denied any form of transportation by them. What are you doing, Angel?
Giving Eddie another try.
Then don't let him fob you off this time.
Car service.
Eddie, me again.
Don't stand any nonsense.
What's up?
Just that my wretched car has failed its MOT.
Oh, sweetheart, you should have told me. That's no problem. I'll send you a certificate round straight away.
How do you mean?
I'll just make a note of your reg number, Angel. What is it?
Eddie, do you realise it is less than 48 hours since we had that very long talk about doing things by the book? About how from that point on, everything with regard to the business was to be operated in an above-board, legitimate and straightforward manner.
What's he suggesting?
For starters, Eddie, that means I want a proper MOT certificate.
What do you take me for? My certificates are proper.
I think I'll take a bus.
Point being that the car needs some work done first. A sprocket or something. Now, what about that driver who's a super mechanic?
Well, if you want to spend money. Matter of fact, I'm pulling Danny off the road now to fit a radio for me.
Brilliant. I'll bring my car round then. Thanks, Eddie. Bye. He can be such a sweetie.
Angel, I know you're old enough to know your own mind, but he's
Mummy,
not really...
Mummy, I've told you. If I'm getting personally involved, it's because I'm reliant on this man to run the practical day-to-day...
But the idea was...
And once that I've you would... managed to extend the lease, got change of use on the premises, renovated the shopfront and Uncle Bill's flat above, and moved the company upmarket, I shall be in a position to sell the business at a bigger profit.
But any one of those things could take years.
Besides which, I'm getting quite fond of Eddie.
I suppose there must be a bus to Sloane Square...
But if Eddie's going to get the car fixed...
On balance, Angel, I think I'd rather throw in my lot with public transport, if you don't mind.
And where do you think that leaves me? How many times have I told you are not to switch jobs without my say-so?
He say me! You do my Savoy, man.
Now Slippy's at the Savoy waiting for a pick-up that you've already done, and I can't contact him because he's no radio.
Mohammed, he owe me a favour.
Hadn't you noticed? Everyone owes everyone a favour, gringo. Where's the net curtains?
Huh?
The nice net curtains Angela made for this front window.
You know, like, you say me.
Put them back. Hurry. And where's that notice?
Huh?
Oh, dear. Slip behind the filing cabinet again, yeah? Here we are.
Oh, I don't like that notice.
Pull some of those crumples out the curtains. That's better. Now, where's a plant?
Huh?
The plant my lovely lady bought me to adorn my desk, stupid.
You say me. Sling it.
Oh, well, never mind. Plants can die. Car for Paddington Red Star.
Do you know, I walk straight by here.
Red Star, what do you want?
What's with the net, Ed? You set up a knocking shop.
There's something odd about the way you look, too.
New glasses he got, eh, Nico?
Christian Dior frames, genuine tortoiseshell. You want a pair, gringo?
No.
Roger 06.
Try them on.
No, I see good without.
How long since you had an eye test?
I see good.
Stay right there and see if you can read that notice on Eddie's desk.
All drivers are reminded that they are responsible for their own tax returns to their... I don't like that notice.
Went fuzzy, didn't it?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't like...
Leave him alone, Nico.
French wears glasses, doesn't he?
I wouldn't pin any hopes on him. He hasn't even got a car to his name.
No? Well, maybe I could help him there.
He's got problems enough. And so have you, unless you can sort out that TV you sold me last week.
There's nothing wrong with it, is there, Ed?
If there is, I can always claim under the guarantee.
What guarantee?
Failing that, I'll have to invoke the Consumers Protection Act.
Don't worry, Ed. I'll get it working for you.
OK, Ed, where's the car that needs the radio?
Hang on. Car service.
Hey, you, Danny.
Who, sir?
You any good with TVs?
Yes, as good as done, sir. Right away, of course. Have a look at the TV. Right. The car in question isn't back yet.
Oh, this is great, this is. We've been parked on a double yellow.
04, go flat 12, Park Mansions. Gentlemen in a hurry to get to the DHSS.
Some things may have changed around here, but I'll tell you one thing that hasn't. The number of no pickups.
Glad to see you back, Slippy. Roger, 04.
Have you any idea how long it's taken me round the Aldwych and back up the friggin' Strand?
I want you to read this notice for me.
What?
Just calm down and read it for me.
All drivers are reminded, own tax district and VAT where applicable.
Where's your tax district?
What?
Where have you been living?
What?
Benidorm, was it?
Yeah.
You're in the clear then. And sorry about the Savoy, but Gringo took it.
What's he still doing hanging round here?
You are never like, why you come back here?
You peasant, what to the point why you no go?
Danny, get round here!
Hasn't the Home Office twigged your visa's 10 years out of date yet?
Car service.
Mohammed, he give me Savoy.
And there's another one. What's up, Ed?
Naturally, darling. On its way. Bye.
You back off, you slippy slimy, you.
Danny, take Slippy. Slippy, show Danny your car. Here's French's radio. Go.
Come on,
unfinished business, Gringo, right?
And Gringo, you are on your way to Paisley Crescent. The lady just rang.
I don't go nowhere till he say me sorry.
Oh.
Hello, Gringo. Everything all right?
No. The plant died. Dead.
The plant? Oh, the one I bought Eddie for... But how could it die? It was made of silk.
I know. Goodbye.
How extraordinary.
I'm glad you told me. That explains it. Do you know Nico stubbed his cigarette out in the pot and the whole thing just shriveled up?
Somebody want me?
No. Stay where you are. My lady doesn't wear glasses. Car service.
Bet she wears sunglasses, though.
Your car was on time to the Savoy then, Mr. Sternberg?
As fashion accessories go, Angela, you can't beat a pair of sunglasses.
Yes, at your service, Mr. Sternberg. Straight away. Run and get Danny. Tell him to leave that radio to pick up my new account. Hurry, tell him Fortnum and Mason's side entrance to go to the White House.
Leave it to me, Ed.
Oh dear, am I complicating things?
Not at all, darling. Where are your car keys?
Here. Perhaps I can make myself useful while I wait.
How?
Well, for example, if you've taken any rents today, I could run down to the bank and deposit them for you.
I took one, but I've already spent some of it.
Eddie, you're not to do that. Charles said.
Charles?
My accountant. The company accountant, actually. Who I'm on my way to see this afternoon.
Angel, I've been slaving for you since 6:30 this morning. I order myself an egg sandwich and you grudge me.
An egg... Well, of course not, but Charles is quite unequivocal about it. All cash to be deposited in the bank. Only then can it be withdrawn and spent.
You want a receipt for the egg sandwich now?
Well, no, actually, but that isn't exactly what I was...
How much did the garage want to put your car right?
£90.
Oh, you were con, darling. Give me 40 for Danny and he'll sort it out when he's done this job.
It's parked round the corner. A sprocket on the steering or something. Marvellous. Here...
Marvellous. Here.
What?
Well, there, Angel, is the 55 quid rent for you to put in the bank.
But, Eddie, you've just taken a fiver of the money I gave you to put with the money you're giving me.
Darling, it will all even out in the end.
Eddie, it might even out in your head, but the point Charles is making relates to the books, and in order to balance the books, you have to...
Bad news, Ed. Danny went for his car and they've towed it.
Anyone coming clear near Piccadilly? Piccadilly, anyone? 4141, can you hear me yet?
Oh, what bad luck.
This is Danny, you, Ed.
All in a day's work, Danny. Tell Slip he's taking you down to the pound to get your car back out straight away.
Oh, I haven't got enough cash on me to get it out.
Here's 50 quid.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, hang on. Angela, sweetheart, do you want to run down to the bank to put this in, to get some money out to give to Danny? And if she does that, Danny, will you give her a receipt?
You gone mad or what?
Allow my lady to speak, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, no. I mean that...
Good. In that case, Danny, tell Slippy that Angela's coming with you.
But why? I mean, I thought...
Then, darling, they can drop you off at the tube. Because at this rate, if you want to keep your appointment with your,
Charles? Oh, yes, right. Oh, thanks, Danny, right.
If you can imagine these frames with tinted glass in it, Ed.
Car service.
I mean, what would they cost?
Madam, I'm sorry. The fact is, I'm looking for a car myself.
Hey, I've had a chat with Tiny.
I'm afraid so, madam. Goodbye.
Frenchie, your glasses frames are all done up with sellotape. Oh, and look, what a disgrace, all chewed behind the ears.
Give them back here.
Try these first. Go on, try them.
Oh, all right. Eddie, Tiny's come up with a proposition for you.
No, thanks.
Remember last year when you was trying to buy that personalised number plate?
No.
No, from Rialto Registrations and they wanted £4,000? Well, he's got one for you. EDY 123.
Eddie 123, rah, rah, rah.
Tiny's picked that up for tuppence off one of his salvage jobs.
But you'd look great behind the wheel with that, Ed.
Mind you, if he attached a car to the number plate, I suppose I might consider it.
I'll go tell him.
Wait. See these car keys, French?
Yeah.
Take them. A white Peugeot parked round the corner, something with sprockets, but it drives okay.
Oh, God bless you, Ed.
Go Piccadilly, side entrance of Fortnum and Mason's. Mr. Sternberg to the White House. Hurry.
Hey, mate.
But be careful.
Nice of Angela to lend her car to Frenchie, isn't it?
Improvisation, boy. You don't get anywhere in this game without it. Car service.
You don't need to tell me that.
Excuse me, madam. Would you mind just holding a minute? Nico?
Yes, Ed?
You're wearing French's glasses.
Am I? Oh, yes. Do you know, I thought I was feeling funny. These aren't half strong, Ed.
And that means he's gone off wearing yours. Just hold a moment longer, please, madam.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to wrap that television round your head for a start.
Well, I'm delighted things are falling into place, Angela. And with regard to an egg sandwich, well, okay, certain things can come under the heading of sundry expenses, but we cannot accept that, for example, a new television can come into that category. For that, we do need a receipt.
Well, I'll do my best, Charles.
Your best. Angela, it is vital for you to get on top of this cash flow situation.
But it is complicated, Charles.
No, it's incredibly simple. To reiterate, drivers who intend working for the company for the week pay their agency fee plus radio rental plus VAT on a Monday morning. End of story.
In theory, but in practice... Well, for a start, Monday is the first day after the weekend. Some have to have a few days' grace to... Or some are ill, or their cars are laid up, or... And then some have done so much account work for the company the week before that the company actually owes them. Because we have to pay them before we can receive what we invoice out for at the end of each month.
Fine, fine, right. May I ask, is the notice we concocted last time prominently displayed?
Oh, about driver's tax liability? Oh, heavens, yes.
Good, good, fine.
But I don't think it'll be very popular, Charles.
Popular?
Whereas the idea of a fleet of vans for the company, have you given that any thought?
Early days yet, Angela. Some discrepancy between my financial projections and the figures supplied by your,
Eddie?
Hmm. We'll let the dust settle first.
What about one van, then?
Angela, it's up to you, of course, but... Well, I suppose if you covered yourself at law... And by that I mean, if you lend the company the money, then a debenture should be declared between the company and yourself as a private individual. Ring Gordon, or his bag.
He's being a bit standoffish... Could you ring him for me?
Why are you not answering the phone, Eddie?
Because I've thrown the towel in, that's why.
He's bad. Frenchy leg bad, head bad. He all wash up, eh?
And Angela's car? That bad too?
He not see nothing. He sent me. Get me blind dog, Gringo. Get me white stick.
You get me Nico.
Eh?
This is his fault. I want him here. Now.
Where he?
He left in a bit of hurry. He'll have gone to the King's Arms. Take Danny with you, but get him for me.
Frenchie, go in. Eddie, take care of him, huh? What can I say, Ed?
Any witnesses?
I've done the fastest U-turn on record, Ed, but...
Well, just stop dabbing those cuts on your face with that filthy hanky.
Everything's against me.
One good thing, Angela's occupied. She won't be back this afternoon.
See, knowing that road like the back of my hand...
Which means we've plenty of time to think this one through. Car service?
There's suddenly this bloody great bollard come up straight at me.
I am not being obstructive, Charles.
Gordon, I have Angela with me here in my office, and I simply rang to ascertain whether or not you will kindly draw up a debenture in respect of a loan from her to the company for the purchase of a van.
No, I will not.
Do you mind explaining?
Charles, as a chartered accountant, you are perfectly capable of drawing up a debenture yourself. Mm. I suspect you're trying to shift the responsibility onto me because you know the company can't afford it.
Now, listen to me, Gordon. As her solicitor, you are presumably in the business of protecting her interests.
Touché. I thought we were agreed that you ought to be selling the company, getting capital out, not pumping money in. Mm. So what's gone wrong? She hasn't got emotionally involved or something messy, has she?
No, no, no. Leave it with me, Gordon.
Right. Bye then.
Oh, dear. Was he being bullshy?
No, just being a solicitor. There's, no chance you're, getting emotionally involved with them.
Eddie?
Cardinal rule, Angela. Business with pleasure.
Oh, quite.
What are you smiling at?
Nothing, honest.
It wasn't all Nico's fault, Ed.
No, how was I to know French had such bad eyesight? And anyway, Danny can bang it out for us.
Well, there's nothing to bang. He needs a new passenger door, Nico, as well as an offside wing.
And how was I to know he went out wearing my glasses? I mean, you didn't notice, Eddie. You was too busy.
Now it's your turn to get busy.
What?
Steal it.
What?
You're going to steal that car. I want Angela's car 100 miles from here within the next hour.
I haven't got my gloves with me.
Ditch it in a reservoir, I don't care, but get it out of London first.
Oh, right. Right.
And leave your own car keys with me here. You'll get them back when you reported where you dumped Angela's.
Oh, right. Right.
And before you go, I'll have my receipt.
Oh, right. What?
For the TV you sold me.
But, Eddie, you haven't even paid me for it yet.
There you are, Angel.
What is it?
Your receipt.
Oh, for the television. Oh, well done.
Is it?
Eddie, why are you so down this evening?
Oh, just a couple of things on my mind, sweetheart.
Business? You'd better tell me.
One thing you will have to know. Danny took a look at your car, and I'm afraid it's much worse than your garage said.
Oh, no.
Quite dangerous condition. Definitely not roadworthy.
You're joking.
I cannot risk you in it, darling. In fact, there's only one answer. Junk it.
But for heaven's sake!
I'll see to it.
But I mean, I can't afford another car if I can't use that in part exchange. And if I can't do that, then I'm in trouble finding the money to put up for a van.
That's the point. I hadn't thought of that. Well, there is another way of looking at it. How much is the insurance on it?
Well, 3,000, I think. But
that's it, then.
What?
It has to get stolen, doesn't it? I'll see to it.
Surely you're not suggesting... I mean, defrauding the insurance company.
Sweetheart, when are you going to learn? What do you think these companies are defrauding their customers of?
But you've got the wrong end of the stick.
Millions. And you're worried that they're going to miss a few odd grand to you?
I have principles, Eddie. I would not dream of it.
All right, then. Now you've really forced my hand, Angela.
What? What do you mean?
You've no idea how much I was hoping to avoid owning up. I admit 100% responsibility. You left your car in my safekeeping. I'd only had it for half an hour when Danny took the keys to look it over. I called him in to take a job and... What can I say?
What?
It's already been stolen, sweetheart. No, don't try and forgive me, please. Because I won't ever forgive myself.
Oh, but you mustn't feel guilty. I mean, for heaven's sake, it could happen to anyone.
Could it?
Of course, darling, it could have happened to me from outside my flat.
Yeah, well, put that on the insurance form if I was you.
How do you mean? What are you doing?
I'm writing you a cheque.
What for?
Darling, these insurance claims take months to settle. I can't have you without a car, meanwhile. You pay me back when they settle with you.
Eddie, you're so sweet when you've had such a rotten day, too.
Yeah, I am tired. Well, at least now I can lay my head on my pillow with a clear conscience.
Yes. Go and have an early night.
You'll be giving me the £6,000 for a van soon, won't you?
And don't worry about a thing. And remember, tomorrow is another day.
Soon as your PRB... 3-4.
Just because you got out of bed the wrong side, Ed.
I didn't need to. All I had to do was walk round the corner and see Angela's car parked smack outside on the pavement.
Yeah, but you can't blame Nico.
Car service.
It's accident damage. The car only got a mile up the road and stopped dead.
Okay, love. Car coming. Do you want to take over your phones yet, Ed?
Not till I got this sorted.
In fact, he pushed it all the way back here on his own. He's done himself a nasty injury.
Where is he?
In agony with his back. Like down on the floor all night.
Here? He's got a nerve. Stick with those phones, French.
And he couldn't get home because you confiscated his keys.
You in here, Nico?
Ed. Oh, what a nerve I've had.
Up. Move.
I should be in casualty.
You want me to see you there personally?
No. I'll be all right once I'm... Oh, it's a miracle I can stand, isn't it, Danny?
Pick that syringe up, too.
What? Oh, sorry, but I had to have a painkiller.
How many times have I said no shooting up on my premises? Danny, you got a tow rope in your car?
Yeah, I suppose.
No, please. Ed, don't do it, please.
When you've quite finished. Danny is going to tow you in Angela's car up to Tiny's. Go straight round the back of the garage, Danny, into the breaker's yard, and tell Tiny I want that car crushed today. Pulverised. Now.
Oh, that's a good idea, isn't it, Danny?
Come on, Nico.
I suppose I couldn't have my own car keys back, could I, Ed?
Not till you get back from Tiny's with an envelope from him to me. Do you understand?
Yep. Leave it with me, Ed.
Do you want your phones now, eh?
I'm just wondering if I should ring Tiny first. I've got to have that cash he owes me today to cover a cheque I wrote last night.
Leave it with Nico. He'll have to swing it for you, or he didn't come back. Like me to take over the funds, Kenny?
Somebody tell me what I've done to deserve this. Why am I surrounded by nothing but divs and burks like you?
Car, Serby.
But Ed, I heard you with my own ears. You said, if Tiny attaches a car to the number plate. That's what you said.
Right, love, be with you soon. Bye.
Have a squint at it, Ed. Through the window.
No.
I will. Let me.
It's a tasty motor, French.
It's
tell
a
him.
BMW.
And now read the plate on the front.
EDY 123. Ha! Christ, Ed. Okay, perhaps he's a few years old, but BMW with that ridge. There's got to be 10 grand sitting out there.
Don't you understand? There's got to be something wrong with it.
Eddie, please, trust me.
Pardon? Do you mind repeating that? There is no way I am going to risk registering that car in my name.
Put it in my name, Ed. I'll risk it.
Well, put it in mine. That's it. That proves I know it's clean.
If only Angela wasn't going to be the one to suffer. Do you know that's what really saddens me about this? Answer that, French. I must go to the bank and cancel a cheque I wrote. Try to think of some way to make it up to her.
It drives beautifully.
Leather upholstery, too. A most generous gesture. Chivalrous. My opinion of Eddie has shot up.
Well, I know he's a bit of a rascal, Mummy, but to be fair, he has to be. Otherwise, how would he cope with all those drivers and the situations they get themselves into?
Certainly one can forgive a man an awful lot when he knows how to pull these little surprises out of the hat.
And then Eddie's saving grace is that he has heart.
Yes. Well, as long as you don't get smitten.
What harm would there be in that?
Hardly suitable.
But a refreshing change from Damien and his polo ponies.
Pull over. They're flashing you. Let them pass.
Good Lord.
Stop. Stop. Maniacs. You weren't over 70, were you?
Of course not. I never go over 60.
Then what on earth? Wind the window down and let's see what they've got to say for themselves.
Are you the owner of this vehicle, miss?
Yes, actually.
Then would you mind telling me your registration number?
Oh, dear, sorry, haven't a clue.
Would you like to have a guess?
What do you mean?
Well, you've got quite a choice, haven't you?
Would you mind coming to the point, Constable? We've lunch to go to in Henley.
Your front plate reads EDY123. Your back plate says A243CAD.
How extraordinary.
There must be some mistake.
You've never noticed?
Well, I think I glanced at the back plate.
And I may have glanced at the front.
How long have you owned this vehicle?
Since this morning, actually.
And where did you buy it?
It was a present from a charming gentleman.
And dare I suppose this gentleman has already left the country?
There's no need for sarcasm, I assure you. Of course he hasn't left the country. In fact, go and question him yourself, and he will certainly be able to supply you with a simple explanation. Won't he, Angel? Well, of course he will. Won't he?
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In part two, A Tasty Motor, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Mrs. Corfton Brown, Maxine Audley, Nico, Neil Dudgeon, Gringo, Paul Gregory, Frenchie, Terence Edmund, Gordon, Ian Lindsay, Charles, Brett Usher, Slippy, Norman Jones, Danny, Mark Straker, and the police constable, Alan Barker. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.